Hello everyone, thank you for joining me today on January 20th, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. For our first story today, we return to Monday's topic where we spoke about Donald Trump's 100 plus impending pardons. We now have the full list, so it is time to discuss our takeaways from Trump's 143 pardons and commutations that went public this morning. As reported on by multiple sources in the media, the pardons included a mix of Trump loyalists, celebrities, and a number of people who were lobbied for by criminal justice reform groups. So what's the good and what's the bad? I've selected a few names to discuss briefly to give you a broader picture of the pardons. You can also find a full list linked in the description below. There are a number of Trump loyalists who were pardoned, headlined by Steve Bannon, Trump's former chief strategist in the White House. Bannon was indicted in August along with three others on wire fraud and money laundering conspiracy charges. Don't think that cronies got left out of the pardons. A notable name is Michael Ashley, who was convicted for bank fraud concerning the 2009 collapse of LendAmerica, and was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Rappers Lil Wayne and Kodak Black were also among the pardons. Both were convicted of weapons charges, and these were only two of many pardons for those convicted of weapons charges. Another notable name that was pardoned for their weapons charges was Lynn Barney, who was sentenced to 35 months in prison for possessing a firearm as a previously convicted felon. His previous conviction was for distributing a small amount of cannabis. The last name I want to mention is David Barron, who was sentenced to life in prison for a drug conspiracy charge. The father of six was advocated for by criminal justice reform groups, including a petition with over 20,000 signatures. To sum up what we saw, Trump pulled a classic Washington move by pardoning his allies and those with substantial money and influence. He also made a number of pardons that I view quite favorably, including Lynn Barney and David Barron, whom I mentioned previously. To consider the reality that this list is a mixed bag is truly a relief, as history has shown us to expect far less from the US government. Now on to our second story of the night. We once again go local here in Utah, where Donovan Mitchell is playing for, quote, a greater cause. And what is that greater cause? Ryan Smith, new owner of the Utah Jazz, has committed to award a four-year scholarship for every win the team gets this season, even including the preseason. The program set up by Smith has gotten exuberant approval from Jazz star Donovan Mitchell, who said, quote, "I think it's one of the coolest things in the world, to be honest." Mitchell went on to say, quote, "When you're in the game, there are moments when you're like, this is changing somebody's life. It may not get to a point where it's like this turnover is messing it up, but you know what I'm saying. It's in your head, you think about it, and every time we win, that's where our head goes," end quote. This is a program that does far more than buy good favor for the team in their home market like a free Chick-fil-A sandwich would, but actually changes the lives of many members of the community, which is actually something that Ryan Smith has been committed to doing for a long time. Jazz fans will likely recognize the Five for the Fight patches on Jazz jerseys for the past few years. This patch is usually reserved for a sponsor, but instead Ryan Smith paid for the endorsement and used it to help raise awareness and to help fight cancer. This story is truly heartwarming and something that I think everyone will love to see. That has been your daily dose of reality. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace.